You probably know this one.
Can't park in a garage.
Why?
I don't know. I just can't. Nobody in my family can pay for parking. It's a sickness. My father never paid for parking. My mother, my brother, nobody. We can't do it. It's like going to a prostitute. Why should I pay when if I apply myself, maybe I could get it for free? What? What do you want?
That, of course, is from Seinfeld, if you hadn't figured it out. The brand of humor that made Seinfeld such a hit is often described as New York Jewish humor. It's a little off the wall, maybe a little neurotic and self-deprecating, perhaps bitter and pessimistic, and very funny. Modern Jewish humor has its roots in Eastern Europe. More specifically, it said that if you want to go to where funny was born, go to Odessa, the Ukrainian city on the Black Sea. The World's Jason Margolis recently visited Odessa to try to find out just what makes the place so funny.
On a hot, sticky morning, middle-aged women in filthy aprons are taking out their aggression on fish. The women are hurling insults at each other. One woman calls another an old pig. Then a few smile and chuckle. I've come here, the Prevost Fish Market, the heart of Odessa, to try and learn about Odessa's humor. To best do that, several women tell me, talk to Larissa. Larissa is a sturdy woman with a menacing scowl. But she's sort of friendly. She starts to give me my lesson. My translator, Sasha, tries to explain.
So the people in Odessa have always been very relaxed, funny in a way, and Odessa is just a very nice and pleasant city, and that's why people are nice and pleasant.
But they're not nice and pleasant.
Well, to them, it's nice and pleasant.
I see.
But I don't see. I ask Larissa a few more questions. Then, in the middle of a sentence, she spots a friend across the market.
Masha!
She yells out, "Hey, Masha, you owe me something." Larissa dashes after her friend, leaving me standing there holding my microphone. Interview over. I try a new tack. I meet up with Zenya Yakovchenko. He works in TV. I ask him to give me an example of Odessa humor. Show, don't tell. He describes a scene from the TV show Odessa Prepares Dinner.
An old guy, probably Jewish, is walking around in the market, touching everything, putting the nose in it. And
honest to God, my recorder runs out of batteries right here.
Sorry about that.
Zenya picks up the tale.
He asks, "Why do you buy this wheel?" Veal.
Veal.
Yes, that's right.
I'll speed things up a bit. The old man says, "Why don't you buy the pork?" Here's Zenya with the punchline.
He turns to camera and puts the microphones and says, "She buys the veal, she's short of money. You see?"
That's me laughing. It's nervous laughter. I don't get the joke. Zenya senses that I'm confused.
Do you think it's funny?
Yes, I think it's funny. It's different. It's a different type of humor than I'm used to.
I'm lying. I don't get it. Now, I know that humor doesn't always translate across cultures. But if Odessan humor is the basis of New York humor, and I get New York humor, something isn't adding up. I have another idea. I make my way to the comedy club House of Clowns and the attached restaurant called Mana Mana.
Mana Mana. Mana Mana.
Irina Studnichenko runs Mana Mana. I explain the problems I'm having. She says, "It's not me."
Odessa humor is Jewish humor. Jewish humor is Odessa humor. When the Jews left after the Soviet Union collapsed, humor left with them. Now we have these new comedy clubs. These comedians are trying to recreate the same humor, pretending they have the Jewish accent. It's not the same thing. Odessan humor used to be about making fun of yourself, not insulting somebody else.
As I'm about to thank her for the interview and leave, she adds one point for good measure.
Americans, pure Americans born in America, they don't know how to joke. They're not funny at all. It's true, no?
At this point, I'm feeling a bit deflated. I report my findings back to Zenya, the guy who made the veal joke. He assures me that Odessans are hysterical. The problem, he says, is me. I'm not funny. But there's hope.
If you're gonna come again and live for a couple of years, you're gonna be a pure Odessan too, and you're gonna be fun.
You're going to be fun. The parting words of encouragement as I'm leaving Odessa. I gotta admit, that's a pretty amusing thing to say to somebody. Maybe these Odessans are pretty funny. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Odessa, Ukraine.
That was wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!